Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yeah, thanks, Christoph. Appreciate you much, Kramer.
Happy P1 people tuning in.
Yeah. That's awful.
You want to sing along?
It's awful. It's going to sound really bad on the podcast. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:07. Actually, we can play this on the podcast, so it's fine.
Yeah, we can play these.
Fat Boy, give us that key word. Speaking of P1s, the P1 payoff.
Dare. D-A-R-E. Or is it Dare?
Dare. D-A-R-E. Text that to 72881. Now, speaking of numbers, 600. Coca-Cola 600. We got tickets. 1-800-774-0093. We need a couple people to play this brand new game. Now, Nine hates my guts sometimes because when I if there's an idea, I'd like to have a good name for the idea, like if it's a game. And the idea was we would tell you a name, those of you calling in at 1-800-774-0093, which we need two people to play. We would say a name, and then they would guess, is that a real race car driver, a real racer, or was that someone who maybe played one in a movie?
Yes. That was the idea.
So, the name, we sat there forever. I was like, we need a good name for it. Nine came up with the name Daytona or Persona.
Yes.
Meaning Daytona, that would be the race car people. Persona, that would be the actors who portrayed a race car driver.
Yeah, and I was doing some stuff yesterday afternoon, and I got busy for about 90 minutes, I guess. I look at my phone about 20 till 1, and I have a fresh text from Matt Man at 12:34 p.m.
I wouldn't let it die.
And Matt Man at 12:34 said, track or fiction? And I'm down, either way.
So.
Oh, that's good.
Daytona or Persona or track or fiction?
Either way, for Coca-Cola 600 tickets for Sunday.
Which one do you like best, Fat Boy?
Track or fiction's pretty,
Paige?
It was fun.
Yeah, track or fiction.
Yes. 9?
But the reason I hate Matt is because it turns into a contest for some reason.
It's not a contest. I can't leave well enough alone. That's, yeah, maybe it is.
You texted me at like 9 p.m. about show stuff last night. I'm like, man, I'm watching wrestling in my underwear.
Well, I never not work.
I know. It's been, underwear? You know.
That wasn't about work. That was a video of a cat in a microwave.
Oh, okay.
That was a GIF.
Giving him ideas?
You know, it was just, you know, I was just talking about his cat.
It was night before. I don't remember. But Sunday night's different. Sunday night, you got to work.
Sunday, yeah. 1-800-774-0093. This will be best of seven as we play track or fiction. Let's say hello to our contestants. Let's go first to P1 Distracted Zombie. Oh, Zombie, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Well, sir, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Just working.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It keeps the world spinning. Let me ask you this now. Who's your driver? You got to love NASCAR. You want to go to the Coca-Cola 600, right?
Kevin Harvick.
You like Harvick. All right. Very good. Well, you will get these tickets unless Adam can outbest you in this game. Adam, good morning.
What up, guys?
Hey, it is good. Who's your driver, Adam?
Man, Chase Elliott. Me and my buddy just got back from the All-Star race a couple days ago. I'm ready to go back. We're going back anyway, so this will be nice.
Let's get Chase Elliott on the show. I'd love to talk to him.
Very popular young man with the racing fans.
Very popular. I saw him at the Upper South Carolina State Fair one time.
You got to be there.
Yeah, well, I was there. All right. P1 Distracted Zombie, Adam, here's the way we're going to play track or fiction. I will say the name of someone. They will either be a real race car driver or a character name of a race car driver in a movie. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. All right. Number one, track or fiction, Cuckoo Marlin.
Adam.
I heard Adam first, right, Judge Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam, Cuckoo Marlin, track or fiction?
Track, brother.
That is correct. Give him a bell. Cuckoo Marlin was a NASCAR driver for 14 years.
Cuckoo.
Thank you.
All right, Cuckoo Marlin.
Man, I'm going to smoke this competition.
You're going to smoke it?
Talking junk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke this competition, man.
Well, I heard you smoke everything. Zombie, are you going to take that? Let's get in this game. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Adam 1 to Zombies nothing. Turn number 2 as we play Tractor Fiction, Dick Passwater.
Zombie.
I heard Zombie first, right, Judge Jimmy?
Zombie was
Zombie,
first,
yes. Track or fiction, Dick Passwater?
Fiction.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
Well, we already know you know the answer. You don't get a point. No, Dick Passwater raced in NASCAR or professional American racing in the 50s and 60s. His last race was at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yep.
Dick Passwater. All right. What's the scoreboard looking like, Flubu?
1-0, Adam.
1-0.
1-0.
For NASCAR, Coca-Cola 600 tickets. Turn 3 as we play track or fiction. Number 3, Russ Wheeler.
Adam.
Zombie.
Judge Jimmy.
Adam was first.
Adam was first. Track or fiction, Russ Wheeler.
Man, that's fiction, man. Cole Trickle's rival.
That's right. That was freaking Cary Elway's character in Days of Thunder.
Who was his other rival?
Cole Trickle.
There was a third one.
Russ Wheeler, Cole Trickle.
And?
I don't remember
the other one. Rowdy Burns.
Rowdy Burns.
Yeah, Rowdy Burns. Right.
Yeah. I learned more about that movie from Hardee's than I did the actual movie itself. I'd go there and you know, I would get the Moose Cups. Yeah. And then I'd also get the Days of Thunder little cars.
Yep.
I had a set of like 15.
Mellow Yellow was the best.
It was the best one. All right, scoreboard as we play track or fiction for Coca-Cola 600 tickets.
2-0, Adam, and the Superflow Chevrolet was the best one.
Okay.
It was a cool one, yeah.
Zombie, do we still have a connection with you?
Yeah, you got one.
All right, because, I mean, Adam is coming on strong as he predicted. Let's go to round or turn 4 as we play track or fiction. The name, Twig Ziegler.
Adam.
Adam, I believe, yes?
I believe Adam was
Adam, what? Adam, Twig Ziegler.
What? Man, that's fiction, bro.
That's incorrect.
Oh, no.
He's a retired funny car driver from the
60s. Yep. Get out.
Twig. I was going to say track.
Well, you don't get a guess because he went it first.
Yes,
Twig Ziggler.
Twig or Twig?
Twig.
Twig.
Okay.
T-W-I-G. Twig Ziggler. All right.
I thought we were getting all NASCAR drivers. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're winning. You should not apologize to anybody.
It's still 2-0.
All right. Turn five. It's a big, it's an odd track. Turn five. Banjo Matthews.
Zombie.
I heard Zombie first. Zombie get in the game. Banjo Matthews.
Fact.
He was a NASCAR driver from 74 to 85. Banjo Matthews.
Oh, man. We got a game now. 2-1.
We do this have a
exciting.
Game.
2-1.
2-1 as two we one. Play tracked or fiction. Turn six.
Jesus.
It became tracked or fiction.
Track or right. fiction.
When you say tracked or fiction, it makes me think we're doing a game about heroin addicts.
No. Track or fiction. Turn six. AJ Ferguson.
Zombie.
Adam.
I heard zombie first. Zombie?
Zombies first.
That's track.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
Ryan,
man.
Ryan, who was AJ Ferguson? Yes.
That was Reba McEntire's character in the Little Rascals.
Oh, God.
All right, scoreboard, Fluber, what are we looking at?
2-1, Adam.
2-1. All right, this is going to either end our game or send us into overtime. Here we go. As we play track or fiction, the name, Rich Bickle.
Zombie.
Adam.
I heard zombie first.
Oh, man, I'm not going through.
I'm sorry, what did you say, zombie?
It's a track.
It is track. Rich Bickle. Yeah, clap for him. He's in the Short Track Hall of Fame, dude,
yeah.
Back in the 90s. All right, what does that mean on the scoreboard?
We got a tie game.
Yep.
As we go into turn seven.
This decides it.
Of track or fiction.
So does this become sudden death? So you answer wrong, the other guy wins? Is that how we're doing this?
Oh, God.
I think we have to sudden death.
It's green-white checker.
It's sudden death. So you understand what that means, Zombie and Adam. If you say the wrong answer, your opponent will automatically win. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is
where strategy comes into play.
Professional writers couldn't write a better outcome than this right here. No. All right. Here we go. Track or fiction turn seven. The name? J.J. McClure.
Zombie.
Adam.
I heard
Judge
zombie
Jimmy,
first.
Zombie first. J.J. McClure, track or fiction?
Track.
That is incorrect.
That
means that our winner,
yes.
The guy who said he was going to smoke it from the beginning, yes. Adam,
yes.
Adam, where are you from?
Woo! Traveler Dress, baby.
TR, right. Baby, representing. Ah, well, man. Congratulations. Of course, everybody with any kind of sense knows that J.J. McClure was the character played by Burt Reynolds and Cannonball Run.
Yeah, it was.
The great J.J.
That's right.
That's right. Well, let's make it official for Adam, a.k.a. Adam. Stink Martindale, get up to the microphone and tell him what he won, please.
Well, congratulations, Adam. You're going to the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah,
baby. Woo-hoo.
Will you pregame for that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go to Riverside Friday night.
Shoot. Go the other when you leave. Go check out the Titanic Museum. It's wonderful.
Long way.
Congratulations to you and to everyone else listening that did not win. We will have more tickets throughout the rest of the week. Thank you for that, Adam. That was exciting. Paige, was it exciting?
It was very exciting.
I thought it was very exciting.
I liked it.
That made that fun, man. They did a great job.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do Daytona Persona. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm about out of names.
In the meantime, Paige, let's get back into the Plex. What's going on in headlines?
Oh, gosh. I've got a story for you. A father stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie sale money to purchase what? You'll find out what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Get my teeth fixed.
$700 worth of cookie sale money that was, earmarked for the Girl Scouts.
Oh, that ain't even nice.
That is terrible.
How dare they? All right, we'll get into that and much, much more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everyone.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige
and
her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, this father stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie profit money.
Oh, yeah, back to that.
I'm sorry. To pay for what? And then he staged a fake burglary to cover his crime. So this is a guy in Oregon, 40-year-old man by the name of Brian Kocher, who lives in Forest Grove, Oregon. And back in March, he called 911 to report that someone had broken into his house and fought with him. And then he stole $700 of his daughter's hard-made Girl Scout money that she went out and sold some cookies.
Why was the daughter still holding the money? Was it just recently taken in?
I imagine so. He knew that the money was there.
I would have blamed the Boy Scouts.
So what do you think he purchased with $700?
I guessed teeth earlier, and you said no on that. My second guess would be, I'll tell you what I've been looking at on Amazon, and it keeps showing up as a sponsored ad on my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
These portable hot tubs look awesome.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
Yeah, they're like inflatable hot tubs. Mm-hmm. So you could take them with you.
You're like $500. Yeah. I've seen them.
I want to sit in a hot tub on the Titanic Museum.
They look like big coolers. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And they're like six-person size. And I'm like, well, A, how are they for me size? And B, I don't know that many people I'd like to have over in the hot tub.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I could just sprawl out.
Yeah. You're probably going to have two jets and one speed pump.
Yeah. I've started assembling my crew for my trip to Gatlinburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's in?
So far, it's me and Duncan Mara.
Hmm. What about Piedmont Jesus?
Maybe. We'll see.
How about I get a damn invite when I
say
I wanted to go?
Well, you can go. I just didn't think you meant it because you realize it's more than 15 minutes from your house and it ain't here.
Nah, I've been wanting to go for years and nobody else in the family likes Gatlinburg.
Well, hell, let's go.
That's just me.
You can go with me and Duncan. We're going to steal Ted Bundy's car from the crime museum.
Oh, my goodness. That's a story.
Ellenberg meets Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Please film it.
It's a web series.
As long as the bands don't play too late and we get too rowdy.
Okay. Who's going to sit in the back seat of that car if there is one?
Lights out by 10 o'clock.
Like the back of a Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they have 3XLTs there because I'd like to get you a souvenir.
I like one.
Fat Boy's going with me and Duncan and whoever else wants to go.
Yeah, get an Ober Gatlinburg shirt.
How about this? I'll drive.
We were hoping to invite women.
You don't need to drive.
Fat Boy's fine.
I'll drive.
I know. I could be your wingman or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys drink.
I can cheat and not tell anybody.
I'll drive. I'll be the responsible.
There you go.
Party.
All right.
This will turn into a sausage party.
I'm drinking too. I'm just saying if y'all are that careless to ride with a drinking driver, then so be it. I'm drinking on the way there. If you want me to drive, all right. No, I'm just kidding. Only around town.
Yeah. Only you have your limits. Yeah.
I think
town.
They let you on the main drag at Gatlinburg drive drunk. I think they do.
Uh-uh.
You know, my grandpa, hell, he came up before there was laws against open containers.
Yeah.
So, you know, he would brown bag a Natty Light driving anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just one, though.
Brown bag
on the
a
way
Natty.
Home.
What do you mean by koozie?
Certainly was not drunk.
All right, so
in my day, we used a brown bag for a koozie.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was the smartest way to go. That's all you had. Well, back to the story. The cops got to the house, and they found the home had been ransacked and saw some blood strewn about, and then they noticed that the blood was almost certainly this guy's, and he also, there was a laptop that was damaged, and then the $700 was missing, and so the investigators found some inconsistencies in the stories and challenged it. And the man, you know, he finally confessed to the police that he stole the money to pay for an erotic massage. Now, I don't know. At first, when I saw this, I was like, erotic massage or not just massager, but erotic massage.
All the Robert Kraft news and stuff, the way the news dances around that. A VIP spa experience, a sexual massage. Just say what it is.
Yeah.
Gave him a release.
So here's the deal that kind of busted him. The blood was certainly his because he injured himself trying to fake the robbery. So, obviously he had to explain the missing funds. And
where was tell me the money wasn't in her piggy bank. That would have been just.
You know, I don't know exactly where it was, but he's, I imagine, somewhere in her room and to make it look like it was somebody broke in and found the money.
Remember the time when I said that I got just obliterated on text lines and social media years ago? I had ordered pizza and didn't prepay. So when the guy came, I wanted to pay with cash, and I was looking for cash, and I went to Grace's piggy bank, and I took a 20 out. But here's the thing: I replaced it. It was still $20.
You put a piece of pizza.
People were still mad about it. You didn't give her interest, you dick.
Well, I took a $2 bill and wrote a zero beside the two.
I
gave her the 20 back, but people are like, yeah, but that's the 20 that was probably in a birthday card or something.
Well, it's just a $20 bill. There's millions of them. Hmm. Way more of them than there should be, considering how much money we actually have.
Amen.
So back to this dad. He took a plea deal, and he pled guilty to initiating a false police report and got 18 months of probation, 80 hours of community service, and he has to pay a $100 fine.
And you said he bought what with it again?
An erotic massage. So I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, you do. Talk to the hand, Paige. The hand will tell you what it
That's
is.
That's what mm-hmm. that meant. For that much money? Wow.
Nine has just pulled out of his wallet three $2 bills.
Crisp dose.
I wonder where
I think I see a $3 bill in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a reflection.
To your right.
Hey! I offered to drive.
Goodness.
Yeah, I have those left over from tipping the drag queens on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. All right. Well, here's something to talk about and something that I suffered from doing this very thing, and hopefully I'll get some vindication after this. How long do you have to wait before openly discussing spoilers? There's a study done, and everyone thinks there should be some sort of time limit, including a majority who said that you shouldn't expect people to wait more than a week. If you haven't watched the show, then it's your fault.
Dun, 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 dun,
so therefore,
dun, dun,
if that's the theory, then what I said is, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I didn't give away anything that happened
prior.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I don't even watch the show, and I have to disagree with you. What I did, what I mentioned happened the week prior to that. Or 2 weeks before that.
Yeah, I wish we could agree on, you know, some universal timeline.
Well,
we all agree it's 2019. We all agree that it's...
Well, no, some people think it's 1722.
So with this premise of things that you're going to watch whenever you buy, like, you know, HBO or whatever, so any ending of a show you cannot discuss ever?
Here's an idea. Just talk about crap besides what's on TV. Find something to talk about besides what you watched on TV.
Well, I agree, but...
Novel concepts.
That's kind of weird.
I agree.
When we have Twitter and everybody's talking about it, what do? Just not look at Twitter? And
the thing that I've noticed with, like, if I follow some kind of a parody account or a meme account or something on Instagram, you know how you can put multiple photos on there at once?
Yep.
The first photo will say, Game of Thrones spoiler, do not scroll to the right or whatever. Like, you got to put that out there. But if it wasn't for Instagram, I wouldn't know what happened on wrestling anymore.
That's true.
I haven't watched in a month. Apparently, Bray Wyatt's a good guy now. Sometimes.
According to this, 64%.
Don't spoil it. I didn't see it last night.
A week or less. Or less. I'm with the or less. That includes people that say right around a week is fair, a couple of days. And 14% of these people say one day. So the next day, if you haven't copped up and watched it or whatever you're going to do with the rest of the world, then too bad, it's your time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's also, okay, it's like this. Let's say that this is Monday and I came in and we're just having a conversation on the radio and you say, what'd you do this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the movies. I went to see Endgame.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That's good.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
Then I'm done with that.
I'm not going to sit there and say, you want to know what happened? If you ask me, I might tell you, but I'm not going to sit there and just say, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I see your theory.
Yeah.
It adds an extra, like, we already have a filter, and some of them are fine that, you know, as far as, politically correct, you got to run a filter. You know, when I'm around my mom, I talk different than I do when I'm around most other people.
Yeah, when I'm around Matt, I talk different than I do around other people.
I appreciate that. I really do. But it also adds another filter to conversation, and it's slowly breaking that down.
Yeah.
I really do.
Communication, with all these advancements in humanity, communication should be getting better, not worse, but it is, in fact, getting far, far worse mm-hmm. with each passing day, with each progressive generation. It gets way worse.
Because, you know, and that type of thing, I guess you have to say, excuse me for talking about this. If you're not in the loop, I'm going to give you a spoiler if I discuss what you've seen, you know, like with Fat Boy, because I know he's seen the show, but maybe he hasn't seen the show. So I say, oh, this may be a spoiler. I have to tell you, may I ask you if you watched the show last night?
Yeah, I think, you know,
it's
some
like
stuff.
Insanity.
Like with that, you probably get a few days, man, because as big as that is, you can't get a week on like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's just too big. But even Avengers, maybe you get a week.
But why do you have to talk about the specifics of the plot on your Twitter, though? Why? Like, that just means you're a boring person, right?
You got to vent, you know, about it instead of worrying about if other people have seen it or not.
You have to vent into a void.
Oh, yeah.
You're just basically screaming into a fan.
Well, for
I'm verified, by God.
Because
people
you're
see
watching it.
It
together and you're in the moment and you get excited and you're like, when it ends and some people are like, oh my gosh, this is the worst season or that was so great that happened and, you know. Like a sporting event where people are tweeting through the whole thing.
I'm just wired differently because like when I watched the Deadwood movie on the 31st
uh-huh.
or somewhere around there, I'm just gonna watch it because I want to see it. I don't really have much to say about it. I just want to watch it because I want to watch it.
I'm gonna ruin it for you.
I'll watch it before you get a chance.
Do we get screeners still? I'm gonna get it for you, dude.
What if you went to church for the first time ever and they were preaching on Revelations?
Don't spoil it!
I mean, you've missed everything. You've missed, Jesus, 33 years.
Yeah, if the pastor says we're living in tribulation, I'll be like, no, don't spoil it. I don't want to know what happens.
I don't know what happens
like,
yet.
You got to go back and tell me how Jesus got out.
He rolled the stone away.
Oh,
he did.
You spoiled it for Fat Boy.
Oh, God.
Somebody must have helped him.
How far are you along? Are you in Numbers yet? Have you heard about did you see the burning bush part?
Are you in Deuteronomy?
I know the bands in the Bible, the first book.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2. Don't get into 2 Samuel yet unless you tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm in Ruth right now.
Oh, yeah.
And Kings is where the good stories really, really start up.
But, yeah, okay, but then how do you feel, 1st or 2nd Chronicles? Which one's better?
Man, I'm more of a Thessalonians guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, more of a Thessalonians guy.
Which part has the naked women?
Oh, my goodness.
We'll start there.
Bible camp.
Sodomy Samora. Okay. Where's that town?
Sodomy
Samora. I believe that's in Samuel or Kings 1.
Yeah.
Probably Kings.
Leviticus. There.
Oh, boy.
Did they have the one you used Leviticus. To get at the doctor's office for kids? They don't explain that part, do
the
they?
The big blue ones with the heart, the big hardback blue ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
What you doing, Brenda? I'm sitting here looking at the coupons. And well, don't you tell
don't
me.
Don't even tell me what's on sale. I want to go to the store.
BOGO this week. I like to look at Clipper magazine and decide myself.
Yeah. Don't you tell me what kind of savings I get with my Food Lion MVP card, my Ingles Advantage.
I mean, how do you go through the candy section and look at the lie papers and not flip out to know that that's what's going
don't
on?
Don't you tell me
lives?
Olivia Newton-John's going home to die.
What about Bat Boy? I like him on your son's show.
Love Bat Boy.
He died the other day, that grumpy Bat Boy.
Right.
I seen it on Extra.
I saw it.
Extra.
All right, this is for one person in the room who loves the Spice Girls, but, you know, we all care about them. Spice Girls rehearsals were temporarily suspended last week due to an eyeball herpes.
Just one?
Yeah.
One eyeball herpes.
Uh-huh. Yep. This happened with Mel B. She had to go to the hospital, and she's getting nothing serious, just a little eyeball herpes.
It's scary.
You never hear about
but
it in singular form.
It would
form.
Have to be a herpes because it was in her right eye.
Herp alert.
Did you see Herpy Reloaded? It was the best one.
Oh, yeah. That's why they called it Herpy the Love Bug.
She was complaining of being blinded in her right eye, and her left was permanently damaged following a laser eye surgery that had gone wrong in the 90s.
Oh, you know what that means. Herp alert.
Herp alert.
Herp alert.
Like Herpy Hancock by chance.
So,
Rocket. That was great.
Her vision did come back, and she returned for rehearsal, and she says she's doing fine now. She's not blind, and this has happened before. She has herpes in her eyes, so this can happen, and They gave her some drops.
So just say it's pink eye. It's Don't tell everybody it's herpy eyes.
It's nothing major, but I'm glad that she didn't, you know, have something serious like a detached retina or anything like that.
Well, I hope their tour eventually makes it to the United States because all the dates are in the UK.
They're playing the Titanic Museum, I understand.
Lane Country ain't big enough to play 30 dates in the UK, but they're doing it somehow.
Well,
everybody there is going to see it three times.
For your sake, I do hope they come over here.
Yeah. By the way, the best song is Say You'll Be There. That's their best song.
Yeah.
Not this one. Say You'll Be There is the best.
Herpy Eyes, I thought, was a great one. Yeah.
As good as they get.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headline.
Herpy Reloaded.
Styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page. And that's what's happening on your planet.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Herpy Eyes. There's only one way to get it, right?
I guess.
Okay.
No, nah, there's multiple ways.
There's multiple ways?
Yeah, herpes.
All right,
yeah,
share that with me off the air. We'll get into, we got some more winning to do. More winning, more this, more that, more everything. More Rise Guys right after this.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I didn't go over the air, did it? Snapchatted, tweeted.
No, it was close.
All those things. We had a great time. Hopefully you did. Join us tomorrow, would you? It's the Wednesday show, obviously. More NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 tickets. Also, if you missed today's Truth and Consequences, that'll get a big re-premiere tomorrow, as well as more cash, which that doesn't end now. But more winning is on the way with this right here.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Someone is using Fat Boy's photo for a product endorsement on the internet. How many inches off his waist do they say Fat Boy has lost? How many inches off his waist does that ad say Fat Boy has lost? If you really pay attention, you'll remember that. Correct answer. Text it to 72341. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. It's 72341. If you win, you're going to get tickets to Universal Championship Wrestling this weekend in Greenville. Memorial Mayhem being taped for Fight TV. It's a PPV, brother.
That'd be at the Kroc Center.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Paige will rock you at work next. Also, she will bribe you a little bit to listen with the P1 payoff. That coming up here in mere moments. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or just text podcast to 72341. Fat Boy.
Atlanta.
Being at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It's good. Stay cool.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next at 93.3 The Planet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.